This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green.
7 after the hour on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with an overview of another way we can improve our lot in life. Those of us who are farmers, the American Family Farmer Show is aimed at helping people who are family farmers, the locavores who support what we grow, what they can learn from us, these farm businesses that are all over the landscape in various parts of the country. I love having these conversations. I love being exposed to a lot of the people who come from the same roots that I do. One of the things that's growing in our country is an interest in hemp. I have off and on the air on this program and some other programs that I do, the DJV show, talked about hemp, what its possibilities are, why it was made illegal, all kinds of things in the social standards portion of our breeding and our existence. But now there's more and more interest. It's been legalized. It ought to be legal everywhere. It's nonsense that it isn't legalized. The only reason, it's the same group of people who think that raw milk is bad for you, who think that hemp shouldn't be allowed because it leads to using marijuana, and marijuana is a gateway drug, and all that other stuff. In terms of hemp, I learned a lot. This past week, I attended the Hemp Growers Conference and Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. And not only did I meet a lot of people who are from the business, but I learned a lot. You may have heard the American Family Farmer Show last week when I featured an interview with somebody who's become one of the big vendors, one of the experts in our country, is a guy named Doug Fine, who is all over the country trying to regenerate farming. There were people there from the new Industrial Hemp Association, which is going to be a big participant. Farmers are really intrigued by growing this, what the possibilities are for harvesting hemp, using it for everything you can possibly imagine, from food, selling the pods that have oil in it that's especially good for you. One of the growers, a fellow named Pauly Rotterdam, who spent a good deal of time with me and me with him over the past couple of years. He's been in the hemp industry for 6 years. He sets up farms and processors for making their business successful. He's a genetic engineer. He understands processing. And he gave me a bottle of what is basically hemp tincture. And I had a couple, and he also puts this into capsules. I had a couple of them yesterday, and it really energized me. It's supposed to be good for all sorts of things. And when you think about hemp and what it is supposed to do for your health and well-being, you can understand why the big drug companies don't want it legalized. Because, hello, it's good for you. So anyway, I'm very interested in getting your reaction to some of the information that I will present to you, I have presented already with regard to hemp. You can always approach me on Twitter at Doug Steffen, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, or you can send me email, doug@dougsteffen.com. But I'm especially interested in really getting some feedback on the people that we have on today, and I'll give you an insight into some of the other speakers. We're going to, in a moment, meet Morris Beagle, who is a founder of a group called We Are for Better Alternatives, which is a company that is involved in hemp. As a matter of fact, he does an expo that's probably the largest in the world, brings in thousands of visitors every year. As you can imagine, he's from Colorado. That's where all of this stuff has really gotten a start, a really big start. Colorado is the home ground, but it's growing to the northwest. There are 36 states now that are legalizing hemp growing. Massachusetts, where I am, is one of them. But there's no market yet. We haven't figured out how to get this stuff to market. So that's something that will be coming forth as this sort of the interest gets large. It's going to be, it's money, and it's a good way, good healthy thing for the soil. So in a moment, we get started with understanding some of the things going on with a conversation. Morris Beagle is up next with us here on the American Family Farmer.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Morris Beagle is the founder of We Are for Better Alternatives. So you're a you've done a lot of work in the hemp area. We're here together to help farmers understand what the New World Order is. You're from Colorado. It's worked well there. It seems that that's the national standard. Everybody I talk to here, even though we're in Wisconsin and things are going well here, seem to reflect back on the successes. Most of the advice here is coming from people like you that are from Colorado. So what got it started? Why Colorado?
2012, there was a piece of legislation called Amendment 64, which basically legalized recreational marijuana to be treated and taxed and regulated just like alcohol. And within that particular legislation, there was a clause that would allow Colorado farmers to start growing industrial hemp. And that passed in 2012, and Colorado then implemented regulations before the federal farm bill came out in 2014, where there was clause 7606 that opened up industrial hemp to states that would pass legislation to allow hemp farming. But within that clause, it was basically designated for departments of agriculture and institutions of higher learning. The way it was set up in Colorado, which has been somewhat, let's say, massaged to kind of get in compliance with that 7606, in the beginning in Colorado, there was more opportunities for entrepreneurs and the commercialization of the product. So I think that since the very beginning of this new movement of industrial hemp, it's given Colorado a bit of an advantage, and there's been a lot of active participants legislatively, as well as on-the-ground farming, processing, manufacturing, entrepreneurs jumping into the system, people coming in from other established industries. Let's say that's the supplements industry, nutraceuticals industry, food industry, that have really worked hard to collaborate to get Colorado kind of out in front. Now, I don't think that Colorado in long term will be the biggest grower of industrial hemp by any means. There's states all around the country that have got bigger ag industries for sure. So just at this time, there's been so much going on initially in Colorado that we've just been kind of fortunate to be where we're at.
So what's the typical scenario? What kind of a farmer is going into this? Is it somebody who's a produce guy, somebody who's a dairy guy? Who are the people that have typically gone into this and found success early on?
I think there's a blend. I think that there's some traditional, conventional farmers that have got in early, have found success because it's like, well, should we keep growing corn or hay or potatoes, and they've got in early to kind of test the market. But there's also been this new breed of cannabis farmer that, where in our state we've been pretty progressive allowing cannabinoid hemp production, and that production is very similar to growing marijuana. And just so your listeners know, hemp, marijuana, both are cannabis. Hemp is cannabis, marijuana is cannabis, but hemp is not marijuana. And the differentiation between the two, at least legally, is the percentage of THC, which is the only psychoactive compound in the cannabis plant.
So it has to have, what is it, 0.3% of the content. It's tested wherever the farmers that are growing it now are having it tested at the end of the crop cycle before they can harvest it. The state has to say, okay, this is how much you fit into the legal definition of hemp. So if it's over 0.3, is it marijuana automatically?
It's considered marijuana automatically, and at that point, the crop either has to be destroyed or it can't leave the property and go into commerce. So most people are keeping it on the property and utilizing it for R&D, whether that's animal feed or crushing up and using it as mulch, food testing, but it can't leave the property. It can't go into commerce.
Isn't it interesting how close they are, but yet, and people like put them in the same league, and they really aren't. It's been pretty clear to me here that this is something that could be easily done by farmers who have knowledge and they have the tools. And I'm guessing that there are co-ops that have been set up in Colorado so that everybody doesn't have to have all the equipment. That's one of the drawbacks as we get started. As I look at it from my farm's point of view, is the expensive having the equipment. I couldn't do it on my own. You got to find people, and that's been one of the suggestions here for those of you be listening. If you're interested in doing this, no matter what state you're in, if it's legal, you got to get a group of people together.
Absolutely correct. There are some co-ops in Colorado. There's co-ops in Oregon. There's co-ops in Kentucky. There's co-ops in North Carolina, and you'll continue to see that model. And I think as we get more regionalized, I don't know, there's like 10 or 11 regions around the country. Maybe you've spoke to Samantha Walsh about that, but there's kind of this viewpoint of really regionalizing it, and we're going to break up the country into the 10, 11 different sectors. And within those sectors, the co-op model, I think, will really work and be able to benefit farmers. Because as you say, there's specific equipment that really should be utilized for this, and not that stuff can't be retrofitted. And that's definitely being done. But when you have a co-op of people, it certainly makes it a lot easier to share equipment, processing.
So does your company buy hemp from producers? If farmers at the bottom level, are you the next level up with your company?
So one of our companies is Tree Free Hemp. We make a hemp paper. And at this point, we work with a manufacturer who's been in the paper business for a long time. And what they have done is they would go out and contract hemp fiber, and it was coming from Canada. Now it's actually coming from the UK or Europe, since now I guess they're splitting because of Brexit or whatever. So I guess it's from Europe. And we're looking at domestically sourcing this year. There's a company in Kentucky called Sunstrand who's probably the only legitimate processor out there that's dealing with the stocks, so the bass fiber and the shiv / herd. And we have yet to get a product that will work domestically yet, but I think that's going to happen this year. So, yes, I'm going to be a guy that's going to be looking to buy specific types of product, and mostly on this kind of industrial side, the herd and the fiber. That's where my interests lie from making products, really. I could get into the food side of thing. I'm really not into the nutraceutical supplement CBD side of the business. Our main business is doing events. We put on the NoCo Hemp Expo. We put on Hawaii Hemp Conference, Hemp on the Slope. We're going to be doing an event in Nashville. We partnered with this event here with Melissa and Booth Boss, and we really want to help promote the industry, the benefits of the plant, the companies that are doing it right, and the information and the education so people can really find out what's going on with this plant and what is the truth around this plant.
Okay. Morris Beagle is the founder of We Are for Better Alternatives on the American Family Farmer.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To the farm. 23 and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, the American family farmer on the air. One of the things that I love doing I guess it gets down to the core belief that I have about the agriculture business that we find ourselves having to live in and around. I'm just really, in some ways, I'm so thrilled to be a part of this, and I love change and how things can be better and trying to help people make their world better. Having said that, there are a lot of things that are very frustrating. Government intervention and the big ag companies have tried to already get into the hemp business. And one of the things that I learned being at this hemp conference this past week is how they, along, in any world, the bigger you get, the less the product has value. And so it was really refreshing to see all of these small farmers and these small companies. But I heard from one fellow who spent a good deal of time with me that his company already has been approached by one of the huge mega businesses, the ag businesses, to see if they couldn't buy him out. And he said, no, I don't want to do that. I want to continue to help and serve farmers on a small level. I think you're going to find industrial hemp production and its uses are likely to be one of the hot topics moving forward. There's a lot of research and development going on. A lot of states have put money into it. I said it was Wisconsin, which was the home of this hemp conference. They've put $16 million into research as to how farmers can find the best seeds and how they can develop the technology. The biggest problem is going to be, and I've seen this in a couple of other states, Pennsylvania, the Department of Agriculture there, is building a lot of research into this because they know it'll help a lot of their farmers. And in states where it's still looked frowned upon, and unfortunately we get into this situation where it's almost predictable who's going to be against this and why. And no matter what anybody tells you, it is sheer and complete and utter nonsense for people to tell you that hemp is a way for you to get into marijuana, and marijuana is hemp and marijuana are only related in that they look the same. But hemp doesn't have, has been grown out of the plant, the sort of things that make marijuana the sort of drug, if you want to call it that it is. I'm not here to promote the use of marijuana. I might use my farm to grow some because of the good cash crop, as is hemp. But you gotta have a market for it. So the excitement that is building over this, mostly among dairy farmers, because the dairies are the ones that are most, at least at the moment, being negatively impacted by the meddling of big government and the big ag businesses. So farmers and dairy are leaving right and left. And pretty soon, unless we do something about that, we're going to have a hard time finding fresh American milk. The situation is that bad. But anyway, the farms have to survive. And so if they can't survive doing dairy, they're going to survive doing other things. And growing hemp is one of them. There are three products that come out of the hemp. The oil, which is used for a lot of different things. It's medicinal, great for your skin. There's the hemp itself that's used for clothing and rope. And a lot of it is used for food now as well, and grain for cows, because there's so much nitrogen in it. It's really great for the soil. It's one of the things that puts the ingredients back into the soil that we have so happily taken out of the soil, it would seem. So we're going to continue in this conversation. Samantha Walsh, who has a legal perspective on hemp and hemp growing and where it's doing well, is coming up. The current American Family Farmer podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is, as I said, a focus on Doug Fine's writing and investigative reporting on the hemp industry. He's written a book called Hemp Bound, and that's part of what he talks about. He's a friend of Willie Nelson's. I don't know what that gets him other than perhaps an eyebrow raised here and there. But it's a fascinating look at hemp and the growing of hemp. So check it out in the American Family Farmer Show website, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To learn something new when it comes to farming and your food. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
So we're having a conversation with Samantha Walsh, who is a Coloradoan. How do you, what do you, if you're from Colorado, you're a
lobbyist.
No, I mean,
Coloradoan.
Coloradoan. You are a Coloradoan.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So you're a lobbyist for the hemp industry.
Correct.
What does that entail?
Cohesive hemp policy across the country in different states. We counsel them on public affairs and how to, you know, best adapt their business to the regulatory structure that they're working in.
Who is a typical client?
Hemp farmers, processors, people in the hemp industry, you know, we'll work with everything from people who are selling it in retail stores to people who, you know, because they want to develop supply chains, or, you know, from farmers to what kind of varieties they need to be growing. It's a brand new business, so it's all, we take in all comers right now.
So being a lobbyist involves what? What do you have to do on a day-to-day basis in order to help the people that ultimately are going to benefit? Whether it's the people who buy it or the people who are producing it, what do you have to do to look out for their interests?
So we want to make sure that not only is our client successful, but that the industry is successful, because this is an industry and a market where all, you know, the tide's going to raise all boats here. And so what we want to do is basically draft and craft regulations and advise governments on how best to help this industry succeed. Because a lot of these government officials because this really is regulated and dealt with at a local level, they want to see success here. You probably heard earlier, you know, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture really just, their farmers are hurting. The dairy prices are dropping. And people need a new alternative crop to supplement their income and to keep their livelihoods going. And this is a great opportunity. And so what we want to do is make sure that there's not onerous regulations and that people are approaching this with the correct mindset. You know, this isn't marijuana and it doesn't need to be regulated like marijuana.
So under the circumstances, what does a person who is trying to get into this, I'm a perfect example of it, Frank, so I'll use me. I want to grow hemp on my farm. The state has just okayed doing it, but nobody knows where to go. Nobody knows what to do, whether it's regulation, whether it's the farm co-ops, whether it's the Farm Bureau or the National Farmers Union. We're trying to get our act together, and I guess maybe those of us who are outside of Colorado could look to Colorado.
Absolutely. I would recommend people look to Colorado and now what Wisconsin's coming up with as templates as to how to move forward and grow the industry. Because really what's important here is that the states work together, not only just regionally. I think ideally we would like to see this industry grow regionally because you can develop co-ops. Yeah. You want to keep that infrastructure and distribution level regional. Because at the end of the day, this is also a crop with a lot of sustainable-minded people in it, and people that don't want it may make sense to them financially, let alone environmentally, to grow a crop in Colorado, send it to Florida for processing for products that are getting purchased in, you know, Tennessee or Kansas, you know. So it doesn't make any sense. So it's important that, particularly here, you know, you've got Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan and Illinois and Indiana, and that we work with these states so that they have cohesive regulations and legislation so that people can work these commodities across state lines. I mean, it is legal to send the vast majority of the products state lines. You might get into a little bit of legal haze around seed, which is, you know, going to be the problem. That's because of hurdles at a federal level. But there's ways through it. And but ideally, you know, once we get these, the more cohesion, the better it's going to be for everybody.
So do you notice on the federal level, because that's going to be a question a lot of farmers have, they've heard stories, horror stories of people trying to transport, quote unquote, things over state line. Like I'm thinking of Massachusetts to New Hampshire. New Hampshire, they have stuff that's much more, it's much further along than Massachusetts is. So Colorado's a lot further along than, let's say, South Dakota is.
Yeah.
That's a safe bet. So then what do you, you know, how do you make these people comfortable going from stem to stern so that they aren't going to get hurt at the end?
Just make sure you're compliant with what's required at a state level. We have the umbrella right now under the Farm Act, under Section 7606.
Federal Farm Bill.
To really do some marketing and research on this. It's primarily geared towards R&D, but we do feel that there is a market and commercial component included in that as well, because how else are you going to conduct market research if you can't create a market? So as long as you're compliant with Section 7606 and that whatever your state ag department has developed for regulations, and as well, in addition to that, whatever's required from other departments. There shouldn't have to be anything in addition to licensing or process on the processing and manufacturing side. A lot of people think that it should be, but there's not in most cases, and that's because these licenses for manufacturing will exist in other departments for other commodities. All you're doing now is just including hemp into that market stream.
Tell me a story before we're done of somebody who's really been successful. You've helped somebody. You're very satisfied. You're really good about what's happened to this particular farm growing hemp and where they, how it was when they started, and now that they're along the road, how is it?
I think we've seen a lot of success with our food clients and CBD clients in Colorado because we took a very open-minded approach that all parts of the hemp plant and all the products derived from a hemp plant, which would be any cannabis plant with a THC level of 0.3%, is considered hemp. And as long as the end products have that same threshold, that's a food product. And we've seen a lot of success in Colorado for that. I would say, you know, most of the high quality products come from that, so we've seen success there. We
one farm though, or a farmer that stands out.
I think the client, like Michael Bowman, is a farmer I work very closely with in Colorado. He's been very successful growing for CBD, and we're looking at some grain for animal feed eventually. We'd like to do that.
Yeah, see, that's one of the things that I don't think farmers realize that we touched on here today, talking about what the potential uses are. I guess I'd forgotten about it. I take a hemp substance that I put in my powdered protein drink that I've had for a number of years. It's so legal in California. And you get a kick out of this. I take it on the plane with me back and forth from Massachusetts. And so the TSA, when they see it in the bag, they think it's something explosive. And so they want to examine it and find out what it is. And, oh, my God, they could blow up the plane with this, you know, that kind of stuff. So in terms of how long it took this fellow to become successful, was it 1 year, 2 years, 3 years?
Oh, yeah, just one season.
Really?
Yeah, but that was because competition was relatively low and the market was very interested. But I think that the market demand is becoming so much for not only sustainable products but healthy products, and hemp can provide that. It's sustainable on the fiber front, and there's a lot of interesting environmental applications there. Even with the building materials, you do the insulation, you've got a mold-resistant, fire-resistant insulation that could do wonders for, real estate in, problematic environments. And so, the food source, it's healthy, it's sustainable. People, the market's been wanting, consumers want, to just be more conscientious. So I think the market is increasing and demand's increasing, and now we've got states that are entering into the market. So I think that that's what is going to continue that level of success, but why we've also seen some people would just be immediately successful because the demand is there.
So is there a chance there could be oversaturation?
No, I don't think so. I think no matter what, at the end of the day, you're going to find something you can do with it.
Isn't it amazing? It's been 75 years since it used to be legal, and after the Depression and the Dust Bowl and all that stuff, people were growing it, and then it just stopped. I guess it's a result of World War II. It didn't have the resources to keep going with it.
Well, actually, the history in that's fascinating, and we are building a new national campaign around that. Hemp for Victory was the U.S. government's propaganda campaign to bring hemp back, because they had essentially outlawed it through the Marijuana Tax Stamp Act in 1937, and then World War II happened, and we got our hemp rope supply cut off from the Philippines. So we needed that, and so the U.S. government, they actually started an LLC called War Hemp, and through that LLC,
Uncle Sam wants your hemp.
They want your hemp, and they did, and they did contracts with farmers, and they sold them the seed, and if the farmers agreed to grow it, their kids avoided the draft, and that's why you see all this feral hemp in the Midwest. That generations of leftover hemp from when the government was paying essentially farmers to grow hemp for them so they could create rope for the Navy, for the fleets. So it's amazing how it comes full circle, that's what we're going to be, doing real education advocacy behind, that national campaign, Hemp for Victory, where we really want to highlight, we want to go to each state. We want to highlight the history of prohibition and how hemp is now being reintroduced back into the commerce. And we're going to work with participating farms where they all have an acre donated where you can adopt a plant, and that will help. You pay like $20 to adopt a plant, and that helps fund the advocacy and lobbying efforts at a national level, because we really do need to clear up the law federally. But in the meantime, the states are doing a great job of taking up the mantle and getting it done.
It's amazing what government can do to either get in the way of or help.
Get in the way or help. Yeah, federal government likes to get in the way. But the local guys, let me tell you, they just, our Department of Ag in Colorado and what I've seen here in Wisconsin, they are so helpful. And it's because they know the stories, right? They're not these kids that, like we were talking about earlier.
The 26-year-old that doesn't know.
Or, that feels like they're beholden to FDA agents, at a federal level. Yeah. These are real farmers, and they work with farmers, and they know. They know how, that they don't need this unnecessary regulation. If farmers know how to grow a crop, they don't need the government coming in telling them how to grow a crop. Yeah, and they'll figure it out. And you, in the rest of it, you know, I said this years ago when we were first doing the hemp regulations in Colorado, and I said, man, you just get this into American hands. We're innovators, and we are. It's what we're good at, and we already consume 90% of the world's hemp. Imagine what we're going to do with the technology, farming equipment that we're going to be able to develop once you let people just do what they do best.
Samantha Walsh is the CEO of, it's called Tetric. I almost said Tantric.
It's a whole other department.
That's another department. Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Samantha at TetraPublicAffairs.com. Samantha at TetraPublicAffairs.com. Those of you who are listening would like to get some more information, you go to TetraPublicAffairs.com to find out more about her and what maybe there is information in there that'll get you going as we find solutions for things on the American Family Farmer.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find garbage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event chance of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Of the American Family Farm. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Our focus last week and this week has been on the growing of hemp, the struggling farm economy hitting rural America where it hurts. The rural economy has been hit by a lot of things. The big ag influence for sure, trying to buy land cheaply. At least that's not happening. The price of land is going up. In most areas of our country, farm land and other land, development land, it's just all, there are so many people in our country that need places to live. That's what's forcing it. But they also need something to eat. They need our food. The annual net farm income forecast has been released. Farm income decreasing by $4 billion. That's 6% this year. Down to about $60 billion from where it had been the year before. This is affecting farm families, impacting rural America. The Federal Reserve has promised to increase interest rates a couple of times through this year. And so that has the attention of a lot of people, those who are analyzing the circumstances. There's good news and there's bad news. With the bad news comes the good news that there are ways for farmers to improve their lot. And I think the growing of hemp is one of them. This session, the people that you've heard me talking to, I have a sticker in front of me that was given, put on the back of the car, "Let farmers grow hemp." Why wouldn't we let farmers grow hemp? Why can't we find ways of making our farms more valuable? What I find most positive about this, other than the opportunities, the economic opportunities for this, I find that it's so good for the soil, the nitrogen that's created. This is not like many other cash crops that are enhanced by fertilizers that make the crop grow, but they still are sucking out of the land the nutrients, the value that's there. And with hemp, it's one of the few, barley does that, and there's some other things you can put on the soil that help maintain or make the soil better rather than sucking everything out of it. So plenty of different things that can come about. I haven't given you, the information that I really feel like I need to with regard to connecting with the hemp growers. There's a lady named Joy Beckerman, whose involvement in the hemp industry goes back about 20, 25 years, actually. She's got a lot of passion. She was speaking at this event, the Hemp Growers Conference that I went to. She's the vice president of the Hemp Industry Association, and she speaks with a voice for all, the National Hemp Foundation. Some of you can find online, just Google them. They'll help. I'm going to bring them into Massachusetts. We do have in New England, there's some hemp being grown in Vermont and New Hampshire and Maine. They have become quite progressive in New York. New York State is using a lot of land for hemp, and so are other northeastern states. They're trying more and more, as I mentioned earlier on, in Pennsylvania to get something going there. I'm tempted to go down the political road explaining why hemp was discounted, but for our purposes here, that isn't really, that's not part of the discussion. What I'm trying to do is get everybody to pay attention to the Hemp Association, to the vast ways you can use hemp, and then figure out how we can grow it, how we can harvest it, how we can find a market for it. And those are the things that you can do by, I think, actually being in touch. This is what I did. I went to the National Farmers Union. I belong to the National Farmers Union. And I said, what are you doing to organize hemp growers in New England? And I'm doing the same thing with the Farm Bureau, as a matter of fact. I still have many connections to the Massachusetts Farm Bureau, American Farm Bureau. American Farm Bureau has taken a strong stance on hemp and products that are grown from hemp and how they can be marketed and how you can help. And as I said, there are some states that have set aside money that will be used to do some research. State, well, I'm told that University of Massachusetts, which is the big ag school, is going to start working on this. And it would be good if we had cooperation so that the various state schools that are working on this don't all go off on their own. They should be sharing information and, most importantly, working toward the progress that would come from letting farmers grow hemp, finding markets for it. There are various ways of growing it that are very interesting. It's just a fascinating thing. There's another consultant named Corey Sharp who runs Hemp Logic. Corey at hemplogic.com. Figure out how you can do this on your farm. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed with what you find. That's my impression after a couple of weeks of focus.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.